Hey guys, Bradley Dillon here for thenewfury.com. We're here all day at the Vans Warp Tour in St. Pete, Florida. Always good to be back in my hometown because I mean, this is where I live, so yeah. We're here with some newcomers to the tour. Definitely go check them out if you get the chance. Can you introduce yourself, what band you play in, and what you do in the band?
Yeah. I'm Brett, and I sing in the Relapse Symphony.
First question for you. One of the things I've noticed about you guys, it's actually how I found out about you, is you guys are really, really big on social media and fan interaction.
Yeah.
And in 2015, that's a really big thing for bands.
Yeah.
Why do you think social media and stuff like that, fan interaction is so important for especially a band like you?
I think probably because the radio plays the same old shit and MTV doesn't play any music anymore, so really the only outlet is like the internet. I mean, and the fans love it. It's so easy to talk to fans now, and they love talking to their favorite bands, so why not?
Warped has been going on for a couple weeks now, and I've seen some crazy videos. I know I have a friend named Nick I think he may have photographed your set in Nashville, actually.
Oh, cool.
But I heard Nashville was complete chaos. I mean, yeah. With Warped during the summer, you're always going to have storms. This place was insane last
Nashville
year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, but what was that overall day like for you? I heard there was like mud pits during I Killed the Prom Queen set.
It was nuts. Started off pretty sunny and hot. And then we got hit with a bunch of rain, and I didn't even know if they were gonna like continue the festival or not because it was like storming a lot. But we pulled through it, rain or shine. We still played, and we had a great set. We had a lot of kids that had a lot of fun, so that's all that matters.
Now, a lot of times when I talk to maybe some smaller bands on the tour, I've been privileged enough to know kind of the business that goes into a tour like this.
Yeah.
Which, as someone who likes being educated, I like knowing that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard a lot of money is really only made by the bands from merch and stuff like that. How big is selling merch, especially for a band like you guys, important to
for
a tour?
For us, it's really important. We're doing all right, though. I mean, Warped is taking care of us, and we're just really honored and happy to be here anyway, so. But yeah, I mean, merch is important, and I think we have some pretty cool merch, and the kids like it, so we're doing all right.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple other bands before I talked to you, and apparently they treat them really good over in catering. I know we were just talking about this.
Oh, yeah, the catering's fantastic.
What kind of stuff have you been eating on tour?
I eat everything. Everything. whatever they got, I'll eat it. I'm just so grateful, that they're taking care of us in the way that they are, so I'm not a picky eater.
Now, I know for a tour like this, you guys kind of a limited set list and not as much time as you would have, say, when playing club shows.
Yeah.
What songs have you been playing on a tour, and how do you choose a set list for a tour like this?
We decided before the tour, we were kind of conflicted. We didn't know whether we wanted to play more stuff from our last record or more stuff from our new record that hadn't come out yet, because we just had our new record, Born to Burn, come out like a week ago. So we played a few dates, and the kids hadn't had the record yet, but we just decided to go all new stuff. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people here at the Warped Tour that haven't heard of our band, and we wanted to give them our best, go to give them the best first impression, so we played a couple old ones for, the OG Relapse fans, but yeah, mostly new stuff. I think it was a unanimous decision. We love our new record so much, and we were so ready to play it live, so.
Yeah, you guys have the new record, Born to Burnout.
Yeah.
I guess it's been out for a week.
Yeah.
What kind of reception have you gotten from fans, maybe at Warped Tour, or your merch tent, and stuff like that? Or what have they said about the album so far?
It's honestly been fantastic. It's been, because with any band, with anything, with any product you put out, there's always going to be like a negative reaction to some people. It's just the way that, it's human nature. But, I mean, we've seen less negative feedback than like anything we've ever done. I mean, nothing but positivity, and all the new people that find our band are really into it as well. So I've been stoked. I know a lot of like magazines and stuff have been reviewing it, and we get like 4 out of 5, 5 out of 5 stars, whatever. So it's been really cool. It's really nice to see, because we went through a lot of shit making this album, so it's paying off.
I've noticed that when a band maybe puts out an album that people don't like for some reason, I know a lot of people are complaining about the new Citizen record. Go check that band out if you're listening, by the way. A lot of people are kind of like, oh, it's such a shit genre change for them, and they don't like it.
Which I think is the worst reason to not like a record. You know, I think if you don't like a record, it should be because it's not good, not because it's something different. You know what I mean? You know, because at the end of the day, we are artists, and this is what we do, and we're here to, you know, we make music for ourselves and then for others. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what I think. Anyway, sorry, I
didn't
cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. Ultimately, it's like people, or Linkin Park is probably the biggest band I can think of that people are like, why didn't you create Hybrid Theory Meteora Part 11D9?
Yeah.
I mean, their new album, The Hunting Party, from last year, great album.
Yeah.
And people were finally like, oh, they're back. It's not like they ever went away.
Yeah, exactly. They just made a record that you didn't like, so it doesn't mean they're not a thing.
Now, how do you, I know every band, any artist out there is probably going to have people criticize their work for whatever reason.
For sure, yeah, absolutely.
How do you as a musician deal with that stuff? Like, oh, he didn't have the best voice, or he was off, or I didn't like them at all when I saw them. How do you deal with that?
I don't know. At the end of the day, it's kind of like you just have to realize that everybody, you know, like, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's going to have one. They all stink, you know. So, I mean, the positive stuff is great to hear, but the negative shit, I either don't read it, I don't look into it, and I don't, you know what I mean? As long as I had a good time and I like what I'm doing, then, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, so.
Alright, I do have one last question before I wrap this up, but I've made it a point to ask every band I'm interviewing today.
Absolutely.
You know, there's tons of bands to choose from on the tour, and I'm sure when you're not playing a show or signing or eating or showering, there's probably a good amount of opportunity to go see certain bands.
Yeah.
Who have you been checking out so far, and who would you recommend to anyone listening?
There's been a few on this tour that I watch like every day. I watch New Year's Day, who just walked by. They're friends of mine. Escape the Fate is awesome. I watched the Karma Killers. They're a fucking amazing band that I actually hadn't heard of before the tour. I saw them and I was like, holy shit. They're great. There was a band that just dropped off called Tat that was great too. Their singer guitar player Tatiana was such a badass. So yeah, those are all great bands. Check them out.
All right. Well, thank you again for giving us some of your time today. If you guys are listening to this, be sure to check out the Relapse Symphony all summer on Warped Tour.
Hell yeah.
And be sure to check out the new record, Born to Burn, and give them some love if you're into it. Again, this has been Bradley Dillon and Relapse Symphony for thenewfury.com. Later, guys.